I recently learned that my doctor is retiring, so I've had to look for a new physician. I learned firsthand how a company's frontline staff can make or break their company. As I was trying to set up appointments with different doctors, I experienced some very rude, unfriendly, and unhelpful front desk staff. The physician may have been a great doctor, but her staff was saying, "Go away, we don't want your business." I vented my frustration about this on the Kleiss Etiquette Facebook page, and several fans responded that this is a huge problem. One fan wrote, quote, "I understand they're busy and that perhaps it's a thankless job, yet they set the tone for a visitor's experience. I've turned around and walked out of businesses that I fully intended to purchase from simply because of the negative demeanor or tone of the receptionist, cashier, or salesperson." End quote. No matter what business you're in, your frontline staff is important to the success of your company. It's absolutely vital that you invest time and resources training and coaching these key employees. My clients who understand this hire me to train their new employees as well as to reinforce these skills with longer-term employees. Make sure your frontline staff knows your business inside and out. The receptionist at one of the doctor's offices I called did not seem to know much about her doctor's business. She either couldn't answer my basic questions or she did not explain things well. She also sounded unpolished, using a lot of ums and ahs, slang, and improper terminology. I felt frustrated and I lost confidence in the doctor. I assumed if the receptionist didn't know what she was talking about, it must not be a well-run practice. I encourage you to spend time thinking through what prospective clients may ask your frontline staff. Then be sure your employees are able to fully answer these questions. If you introduce new products or services, ensure that your staff is trained before you market the product or service. Teach phone skills. I'm often surprised by how many frontline staff have poor phone etiquette. I've had people answer the phone as if they are annoyed I'm calling, or they immediately say, "Please hold," and make me wait for a long time with no check-ins. I've been interrupted or told, "That's the way it is, take it or leave it." Here are a few essential phone etiquette tips. Number one, answer the phone with a smile on your face. Warmth and friendliness will be conveyed in your voice. Number two, when answering the phone, state the company name and your name. Example, "Dr. Smith's office, this is Donna. How may I help you?" Number three, when putting someone on hold, ask first, "May I put you on hold?" Then be sure to check back every minute or so to let the caller know they haven't been forgotten. Number four, listen to the caller. I mean, really listen. Don't interrupt and don't assume that you know what they are asking or that you have the answer until they are done speaking. If you're not sure what the caller is saying, paraphrase what you think you heard for clarification. Number five, at the end of the conversation, ask, "Is there anything else I can help you with?" The call center staff at my credit union always ask this question. 90% of the time, I don't need further help, but the question makes me feel like my needs are important, no matter how busy they are. When hiring frontline staff, the number one criteria you need to look for is someone who is a people person, a person who loves being helpful, is friendly, courteous, and patient. This is more important than hard skills. I don't care how fast they type or their years of experience. If they aren't a pleasant, gracious person, they will not serve your company well in a customer service position. There is a man at my local FedEx Kinko's who always greets me and other customers with a warm smile and a friendly hello. He continually goes above and beyond for his customers. Even when a rude woman barked at him, he patiently and kindly helped her. I was so impressed. This one man makes my boring copying errands so enjoyable that I make a point of going to that store over others. If your frontline staff aren't as welcoming and helpful as Mr. Kinko's? Do something about it now before your customers turn around and walk out of your business. This is Arden Kleiss with Kleiss Etiquette for KSER.